Alright folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Your daily dose of real talk, motivation, and a whole lot of figuring life out together. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building resilience against criticism and negative feedback. You know that feeling when someone throws shade your way? Or maybe you get that email that just makes you want to crawl under the covers. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, criticism, even the nasty kind, is a part of life. It's like an inevitable rainstorm. It might feel awful when it hits, but it also nourishes things in its own way. We can either get swept away by it, or learn to navigate those waters and come out stronger on the other side. So, how do we do that? How do we become like those metaphorical oak trees, strong, flexible, and able to weather any storm? I've got 5 key takeaways for you that I think can make a real difference. First things first, separate your identity from your work. This is huge. Your accomplishments don't define you as a person. You are so much more than your job, your projects, or even the opinions of others. So when someone criticizes something you've created, remember it's about that specific thing, not about you as a whole. Think of it like this. If you're cooking a meal and your friend says they don't like the seasoning, does that mean you're a bad cook? Nope. Just means that particular dish didn't hit their taste buds. Second, practice self-compassion. We beat ourselves up way too hard when things don't go our way. But guess what? Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone gets things wrong sometimes. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through something similar. Third, seek out constructive feedback. Not all criticism is created equal. Learn to differentiate between hurtful attacks and genuine suggestions for improvement. Look for people who offer specific, actionable advice rather than vague negativity. When someone gives you useful feedback, even if it's tough to hear, thank them for their honesty. It shows you're open to growth. Fourth, focus on what you can control. You can't control other people's opinions or actions, but you can control your reactions and responses. Choose to respond with grace and maturity instead of letting negativity consume you. Remember, taking the high road often feels better in the long run. And lastly, remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth. Think of those moments when things don't go as planned as valuable lessons. What can you learn from this experience? How can you use it to become stronger and more resilient? Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're working on a presentation for work, pouring your heart and soul into it. You rehearse, practice, and feel confident. But then, during the presentation, someone raises their hand and says something critical about your ideas. It catches you off guard, and suddenly, you feel that familiar wave of self-doubt washing over you. Ever been there? You might start to second-guess yourself, thinking, maybe they're right, or I'm not good enough. But here's the thing. Instead of letting that criticism derail you, take a deep breath and remember those 5 takeaways we just talked about. First, remind yourself that your work doesn't define you as a person. You are still valuable and capable even if this one presentation didn't go perfectly. Then, practice some self-compassion. Acknowledge that feeling of disappointment, but don't let it consume you. Think about how you can use this experience to learn and grow. Maybe there's something specific in the feedback that you can actually implement for next time. Remember, criticism is a part of life, and it doesn't have to define your success or your worth. You are capable of handling it with grace and turning those challenges into opportunities for growth. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and face those criticisms head on. Remember, every day is an opportunity to build your resilience and come out stronger on the other side. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. And if you have any thoughts or stories about navigating criticism, drop them in the comments below. We're all in this together. Until next time, keep decluttering those negative vibes, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.